This is Daf HaShavua, Shir number 3 for Daf Lamed Tes, Maseches Ksuvos, Baruch Lamed Tes, Amud Beis. We are at the two dots, which is a little bit less than halfway down, where the Mishnah, quoting from the Mishnah, Ones Nosei Miyad, and Hamafata Lichshayosi, where we said that when it comes to the Ones, the violator, he has to pay the 50 shekel right away. And the Mafate, which we explained to mean, only has to pay if she chooses not to marry him. So the Gemara right away says that the language lichshayotzi doesn't make any sense. Lichshayotzi, what do you mean? When he sends her away, that's when he pays the money? Ishtohi, they're not married. So it sounds like they're getting, when they get divorced, then he pays the 50 shekel. What do you mean? They're not married. As we explained it, lichshayo lo yichnos. What it means is not that he's divorcing her. It means when he chooses not to marry her, or she chooses not to marry him, then he has to pay the 50 shekel. Rashi said, lichshayo ishtohi. Look at Rashi a little bit, about 8 lines or so into the thin lines. Ishtohi v'chi ishtohi kvar. Obviously not. Next Rashi, lichshalo yichnos. It means at the time where shetima'ein he, o aviha, where she either refuses to marry this man, o aviha, o amafata atzmo, or he, the mafata himself, decides not to marry, then he has to pay 50 shekel. Tanya nami hachi, we learn in Brisa as well, afal pi she'omru hamafata nosin lichshalo yichnos. There's the exact language. Even though the mafata is the one who only has to pay 50 shekel when he decides not to marry her, and that would be exactly the Abaye explained it. So, and it would be true in any, if anyone didn't want to marry, boshes upagam nosin miyad. But the boshes and pagam that has to be paid, boshes the embarrassment, pagam the depreciation of her value now that she's not a basula, that has to be paid to the father even if he chooses not to marry her. That has nothing to do with the issue of getting married or not getting married. And as we said, anyone can be ma'akev the marriage. Not only the man, but she, or her father have the right to be ma'akev the marriage if they don't want to get married. Rashi in the middle. We'll see from the word lo, it's only midato. Says the Gemara now. Hold on one second. This last halacha that you mentioned, that you're telling me that both the girl and her father can prevent the marriage. So, says the Gemara, Bishlama Mufute Ksiv, Imayin Yamayin Aviha. Okay, it says Aviha in the Pasuk. Ein Liel Aviha, Miyaki Atzma Minayin, Tamalamar Yamayin. So the double language teaches me that I'm not only a father, but even she has the right to refuse. Mikomakom. In any case, even where she refuses, she doesn't have to marry him, and then it's in that circumstance that he pays the 50 shekel. Ela ones. But hold on, in the case of ones, since when you're telling me that she has the right, so that everyone has, the father has the right to refuse the marriage. Bishlama ihi ksiv velo sihiyeh. So she shall be to him as a wife. So that's midato, which means that she only has to marry him if she wants to. But why is her father in the picture making any decisions about this? Elavim and Alon, how do you know the father has the right to prevent that marriage? So Amar Abaye, a very Asvara, Shelo Yihei Choteniskar. It's coming to teach you, you see from here, that even the father has the right to prevent the marriage so that this man, the violator, will not profit from his Avera. And Rav Amar Kalvachomer. Now I'll tell you, it's a Kalvachomer that the father has the right to be to refuse the marriage. How so? Uma mefata shelo avar ela al dasa viha bilvad bein hiu bein avia yichovim la'akev. Remember, we're discussing the case of ones. How do I know the father can refuse the marriage in the case of an ones? So Rava says you learn of kavachom from mefate. If when it comes to mefate, where the man who seduced the girl is only violating literally the das of the father, the will of the father, because she was interested. So, and yet, bein hi uvein aviyo yicholam akev, the girl and the father can prevent them getting married. So, ones sha'avar al das aviyo val das atzma. In the case of ones, where this person violated both the das of the father, was against the will of the father and the will of the girl, lo kol shekin is not a kal vachomer, that they both have the right to prevent the marriage. That's his Kavachomer. So Rava Lomar Kabaye. So why did Rava not like Abaye's answer, Choten Iskar? Well, that was a good reason why the father should have the right to prevent the marriage, even though the Pasuk says, Velosi Elisha, sounds like only she has the right, but it sounds like logically the father should have the right as well. So the answer is because Kevin to come with Shalom Knas, since this rapist has to pay the 50 shekel knas anyway, lav choten iskar. There's no choten iskar here. He still has to pay. The fact that you're telling me that he's going to marry the girl and the father can't prevent that, he's not niskar. That's for sure. He's not niskar. He still has to pay something. And Abaye lo amar karava. Why didn't Abaye like Rava's kavachomer? Why? Because mifata dihu matzi ma'akev avihanami matzi ma'akev. The kavachomer is really flawed. Why? Because when it comes to of mifate, where the mifate himself has the right not to get married, he can choose not to marry her in the case of mifate. So then avionami matzi ma'akev. So then we allow the father to prevent the marriage as well. But onus deilo matzi ma'akev, when it comes to onus though, that he can't be ma'akev, the seducer can't, the violator can't be ma'akev the marriage. So maybe avionami lo matzi ma'akev. Maybe the father has no right to refuse it either. After all, the pasuk says velosi elisha. You want to tell me that it shouldn't include the father as well through a kavachomer from where? From the fate? Why would you say that? In the case of mefate, I understand why the father is in the picture. I understand why, because the guy, the same way the guy, the seducer himself, can be ma'akev of the marriage, I'll understand clearly the father can do so. But in the case of onus where the violator, the rapist, can't be ma'akev of the marriage, maybe the father has no say either. Why would that override velosi elisha, the pasuk that seems to say it's only within the rights of the girl to make that decision? Take a look at Rashi. Rashi says, Yecholin... That's what it seems from the simple reading of the pasuk. So matzi ma'akev shimratza eno koneis. We had that before. Next Rashi. This is what we're up to. Avio nami lo matzi ma'akev. Meaning if the violator, the ma'anes, can't be ma'akev, I understand that mefata kimi ma'akev, the father kimi ma'akev, someone other than the girl. But if the violator can't be ma'akev the marriage, he can't hold back. If she wants to get married, he has to marry her. Why do you assume the father has control? Avianami lo matzakev, ilav shaloye choten iskar. Unless you want to employ the reason of choten iskar, which is precisely what Abaye does. But Abaye therefore denies Rava's kavachomer. Tanya Yidoch, we have another brisa. Afal pi sha'omu ones nosin miyad. Even though the ones has to pay the 50 shekel right away, kisheyotzi hu ein la olav klum. Meaning, so first we have to just translate the brisa. Brisa is a little bit difficult. It says, even now we know the ones pays miyad, that for sure makes a lot of sense. But then it says, kisheyotzi hu, when he sends her away, when he divorces her. So we're thinking, hold on one second, why is he divorcing her? He has to stay married to her. That's a halacha. Nonetheless, let's play along. Cheyotzihu ein la alav klum. She, the girl, has nothing upon him, has no claim against this person for ksuba. Take a look at Rashi. Afa pisha amru ones nosin miyad. Cheyotzihena ein la alav klum. Lo amrinon ein knasa tachas ksuva sa. And we don't say, well, the knas can't take the place of the ksuba. Sharei lo avia no sein miad. Because why? The father gets that money right away. So if the father's getting that money right away, that should have nothing to do with the ksuba. So therefore, if he eventually divorces her, we'll see how he's allowed to do that. But assuming that he does, so now he should pay out the ksuba? The answer is no. She has nothing upon him. Elo kesef knasa hu ksuvasa. That's exactly the knas. Happens to be the same value. 50 shekel is 200 dinars, the same 200 zuz. So that is her ksuva. That payment, even though it goes to the father immediately, is her ksuva. V'chein in meis, yatzo kesef knasa b'ksuvasa. And same thing, if the husband dies, So now, also generally speaking, when the husband dies, in this case it's the violator who died, but they married each other, they had to marry each other, they both wanted to get married, or she wanted to get married, so they're married. If he dies, if she doesn't get a ksuba, the knas is a ksuba. So the Gemara says, hold on one second, k'sheyotzi, when he divorces her, mimatzi mapikla, since when can he do so? Rashi, 5-6 lines from the bottom, mimatzi mapikla, lo yuchal shalcha. Call your mother, the pasuk says, ksiv. It says, right, you can't send her away at all. Ema says the Gemara kashetetze, you know, it means when she leaves. What it means, she leaves? So Rashi says, kashetetze, he, im yotasame eleha, vitava heimena get. She says, I'm leaving. I don't want to stay married to you anymore, and I want to get. So it's under those circumstances that he may decide to divorce her, but her ksuba money was already paid. That was the 50 shekel paid to the father already. Says the Gemara, so that's what the Gemara means. There's no payment at all. Says the Gemara now, as the Braisa concludes, Mace, let's say, in this case, indeed, the rapist died before the woman, before the wife. Yatza kesef kenasa b'ksuvasa. So that money is already paid out, has been paid out, as we already explained. So once again, the Braisa tells us, even though they say onus pays right away, Kshayot even decides to divorce, she has there's no recourse, the money has already been paid. So now the Braisa now says, Enes, Yatza, and that's what Rashi was making, that was Rashi's point before, Mates Yatza Kesef Kunasa Biksuvasa. We're 5 lines from the bottom, Rabbi Yosef Yudo Omer, Yeshlo Ksuva Mona. He says no. In a case where she dies, sounds like where he dies, she does have a ksuva. How much? She gets a money, as like an almana would have. So he says, this actually, according to some Mefarshim, this he's arguing on both counts. Meaning, number one, he holds that it doesn't matter whether they get divorced or the husband dies, the rapist dies, she gets a separate ksuba. Not the 50 shekel that was already paid to the father. She gets a ksuva. Of course, the ksuva is a mana. So the Gemara wants to know what's the basis of the machlokis. But my kamiflegi, Rabbanon Savri, Taima, my Tukini, Rabbanon Ksuva, Kidei Shalote, Kalabain of Lahotzia. Why did the Rabbanon make a kind of a ksuva at all? We learned this on Daf Yudam and Aleph. The fact that ksuva is the Rabbanon. So that which the Rabbanah made a takana to their beer ksuba was that the husband's not so quick and so light to divorce her. Vaha, but here, lo matzi mapikla, he's not allowed to divorce her anyway. So there's no need, there's no incentive, there's no reason to discourage him. We don't have to give this penalty that she deserves anything or she should have anything because the whole takana was made up so the husband doesn't divorce her. But here the Torah forbids him to divorce her. How do you explain? Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda says that she does get a ksuva. She does get a ksuva mane of Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Savar, Hanami Mitzar La, Ad Amrahi Lo Ba'in Alach. No, it's still a problem because he says like this, this rapist can also bother his wife and annoy her until she says, I don't want to stay married to you. Yeah, he can't divorce against her will, but he can make her really make her life into a lot of make a lot of trouble, and she's going to want a divorce. So for that case, she wants at least something. There should be some incentive. There should be for him not to do this, and that of course is going to be the ksuga. In this case, it'll be a mana. Then we said in the Mishnah, Ones Shose Batzitzo. What does it mean? He drinks. He drinks his from the flower pot. He drinks, has to, too bad on him. He has to stay married to her. And we said, makes no difference. He has to marry, makes no difference. She's a sumo or a chigeres. Makes no difference. Mukas, shrin. Either way, he has to marry her. So, I'm going to lay Rav and Mipar Zakula Rav Ashi, Michti. Hold on, let's see for a second. Migmar Gomri Mihadadi, last Rashi. Ones Mimifate. We learn one from the other. Lishkolim, remember that? How do I know that ones, you pay shekel? I know you pay 50. We had this several times. I learned that it's shekel from Mefata. And Mefata may ones, I learned lachamishim. I know it only says kesef yishkol regarding Mefata and Pashas Mishpatim. And I derive from Pashas Kiseitse from ones that the number of shekel is 50. So they teach one to the other. So if it's true, Michti, let's see, Migmar Gomri Mehadadi, top of Memon Aleph, So why don't we learn the same halacha top Rashi, Shiyah Mefata Nosi Al Karcho? Maybe we should say the same way the ones has to marry Ma'anes, has to marry the girl against his will. So maybe we should say the same thing about the one who seduced the girl as well, has to marry against her will. So the answer is because the pasuk says he doesn't have to. Amakra Mohor Yimeharena Lo Lisha. Rashi made this point earlier. What does that mean? It means that it's lo midato. He has to, Mohori Marana, that's the potential 50 shekel. It's paid if he chooses not to marry her. But the choice to marry her, where he would not have to pay a shekel, is Mohori Marana lo leisha, meaning it should be midato. And if it's not with the midato, so then there's no obligation for him to marry. He chooses not to. And therefore, the pasuk tells us not to derive mifateh from ones.